Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Of course, he got into the end zone. It's Tuesday. Good morning. Welcome into Bet Sweats. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We're here weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM Network, BetMGMNetwork.com. That takes you to the Odyssey app. You can listen to the show on demand as well if you get busy at the gig or just life. The BetMGM Network on YouTube and Twitch. Bet_Sweats is where you can find us over on X. 20 minutes from now, we will break down our Heisman watch. We do that every Tuesday morning. NFL futures, college football futures. We'll do that throughout the day. We like to do that on Tuesdays as well. Guest-wise, Michael Felder to talk some college football. Will Brinson to talk some NFL. We'll go over awards as well. And I'm looking forward to going a little bit more in depth about the life of our friend Dave Sharapan at some point today. I don't think that was what a lot of people were expecting. With the Ravens losing at home, 4.5-point favorites? That number was 6 earlier on in the week. The Bateman thing is just hilarious. Like, it's at a point, Sam, where I'm just like, it can't keep happening. It can't keep happening. But the number one play in the room, day in, day out, is a big fat loser. I was kind of joking when I said ladder Bateman. We had listeners and viewers that laddered Bateman. They're like, I got 3+, I got 4+, I got 5+ at really good prices.
It's on my timeline. It's in my direct messages. It's in my text. Our friend Mike Shope sent me a note. He's like, I went Bateman over on yards. It's taking over the world, the room, which is funny. I don't know that I ever envisioned it being this much fun and this sticky, I guess, because people are attracted to it. Mm-hmm. The number one bet in the room is my favorite thing when we find it out. And Paul read the prop and said, oh, it's Bateman under on catches. And you were first to say, touchdown. So he scores the touchdown. I don't know if you did first touchdown like you were hinting at, but the anytime touchdown hit, he had 4 or 5 catches. No, he did have 5 because the ladder hit, right. Yeah. He had 4 in the third quarter and then got the 5th, I think, in the 4th. Over on yards, over on receptions, catches the touchdown, and anybody holding an under 2.5 Bateman catch ticket probably knew they were cooked bright and early in that game.
Dead. Did Evans do that? Was he on under Bateman?
I want
to say I saw that somewhere. It's just like, nah, dude, just watch the room. That's it. That's all we got to do. I'm going through a rough patch. Just go to the room. Go the other way. It's going to be fine. Yeah, that's our lead. The lead is the room. The room goes 1-4. Under 2.5.
I'm telling you, there's no need for a 3-hour show. We should just roll the room out, wake up whenever we want. I know. Yeah, actually, quiet.
I know.
Quiet.
Yeah. Well, we got to talk for 3 hours, but like, really, this is it. Lightning Bets is the highest rated segment every day. Where's the room should be? Where's the roaming has got to overtake it sometime soon, you would think. Okay, so Bateman under hits. That's the most popular one. But this one is my favorite. This one is my favorite because D-Hop, two catches, two targets. Two catches, two targets. Gets two targets last night. They bet over 1.5 receptions because it's D-Hop. Of course he can get two catches. He got one.
Mm-hmm.
He got one. So there's another loser. Goff, pass attempts over 34.5. We said, well, just bet the Ravens if you want to bet on the over. It all correlates. Lions win, he's going under. Lions won, he went way under that number. And then, another favorite, Flowers over 0.5 rushing yard, did not get an attempt. So those are your four losses in the room, and the winner was Gibbs over on receiving yards.
So the room went 1-4. More importantly, lost 3.7 units. And the room's NFL props this year in primetime games, 8-17, minus 12.5 units.
And college football is way worse.
Somehow.
It's outstanding, man. Outstanding. Did we learn anything about Detroit last night? We don't want to overreact to any small sample size. This is a team we're very curious about how they would come out. One bad loss, but maybe to a very, very good team. That's what it looks like early on. And then a couple of impressive wins. We are now talking about 90 points in the last 8 quarters of football out of this Detroit squad. Did we learn anything about Detroit going to Baltimore and winning 38-30?
They are streamlining their guys, which was talked about in the offseason. We had a Lions guest or two on. Will Brinson was on talking about the Lions. And we heard the common sentiment. There were a lot of people last year that thought Ben Johnson was a little too cute with Detroit. And I don't know that that's entirely fair because they had an outstanding regular season. And then in the playoff game, they fell behind and didn't know what to do because they didn't really trail in the regular season. They were just dominant. They fell behind against Washington, and then they emptied the clip and tried all the trick plays, and they didn't work for the first time basically all season. You didn't really see like crazy trick plays. I did like the double option that they did where they pitched it to the back and then the back pitched it to St. Brown. That was pretty cool. They pitched it to St. Brown and then he pitched it to Gibbs. I lose track. All the touchdowns last night, 68
yes.
points.
That's
who can keep track of all the touchdowns? Another over for the Ravens. That's 3-0 to the over now, by the way. But they hand the ball to Gibbs 22 times. He catches 5 balls out of the backfield. It's 27 touches for your best player. That's what you do when you have Jahmyr Gibbs. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to have David Montgomery carry it 12 times for 151 yards with that 72-yard rip late in the game. They ran for 224 yards. I think we knew the Lions had a really good offense. What I learned last night is that the Ravens' defense is a problem. And we've seen this in now 3 games. They fell apart in the fourth quarter against Buffalo, had a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter, lost it. You were in control last night for a lot of that game. Give up 38 points at home in your building, where it used to be very difficult to go in there and score. And even Cleveland, like Cleveland put up, relatively speaking, a decent point output in their game against Baltimore. They're going to have to win track meets until they shore this up. And their quarterback has proven that he can't win track meets. So what do you do? What's the answer? I saw the prop queen was into the wine last night. She doesn't have any answers. I don't know that anybody that roots for the Ravens can feel good about this. But yet, Joe, you look at the odds board at BetMGM, Bills have the best odds. Ravens have the second best odds. Are you betting the Ravens at plus 550 to win the Super Bowl watching that last night?
Of course not. Of course not. We have the sample size of years now of them putting together a great regular season record. Then come playoff time, you end up being disappointed if you're a Ravens backer. We'll check in with the Glass Man as well. We'll see where he's standing, another big Ravens fan that we know. There's just no way around it. The Lions whooped the Ravens' ass. I know the final score goes down as a one-score game, and it's going to fall into that bucket of one-score games for both teams this year. They ran for 224 rushing yards. And to your point about the backs, they kind of flipped roles. Montgomery was the more explosive back last night, which is just wild to think with Montgomery and Gibbs. Don't forget about the seven sacks. Hutchinson all over the place. Another forced fumble on Derrick Henry in a big spot. Game tight. Ravens have the ball. And then boom, it kind of flipped right there. I know the 4th and 2 to St. Brown, that pass from Goff, terrific. Like, they were giddy in the booth. Wasn't Troy Aikman, like, giddy with that Goff pass? Like, he couldn't believe that he pulled that off to perfection, and he ends up doing it. 98-yard touchdown drive, 96-yard touchdown drive. I mean, we could go on and on. Facets of this game, how Detroit just straight up whipped their ass. And that's what that was. The injuries were a problem. Probably something we should have spent more time on yesterday. Detroit dominating in the trenches. And let's not forget Kyle Van Noy, too. One of their best linebackers as well. A big strength of that team. But a lot of it is a problem, man. So now you've got the Ravens. Here are the Chiefs. You got to go to Arrowhead. That was 3 after last night. They decided to make that 2.5 across the board. The Ravens are your road favorite, -2.5. I know that the Chiefs ran away with it at the end on Sunday Night Football, but I wasn't all that impressed with Kansas City in that game. And now we've got Detroit going back home. They're going to host Cleveland. They are a 9.5-point favorite this morning over at BetMGM. Let me ask you this, and I know weather is not an issue at this point yet. It's very nice throughout much of the country. Was not a problem last night. Do we overblow the whole golf outdoors thing?
Maybe we do. I'd like to see it happen before we say that it's dead.
Bad weather.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to see him go into a game in snowy Philly or windy, snowy Green Bay. I'd like to see it. I think that would be nice. But I don't find myself – I'm going to answer this in a different way. Do not find myself – maybe hating is the wrong word. I don't find myself, like, thinking Detroit can't make a run this year. In fact, after week 1, when they lost to the Packers, they went out to 4-1, and we thought, man, that's a big adjustment after one game. They were 4-1 to win the NFC North. Now you look at the price there, 2-1, BetMGM. How about them being like 10-1 to win the NFC? Right back to where they started for the most part. BetMGM right now to win the NFC has Detroit 475. I'd bet that before I'd bet Philly or Green Bay. This team has really stuck to its guns, and they look for real. They do. I think they're going to gamble less too. I think somehow, like, I'm warming to Dan Campbell, which I never saw coming. Last year, I thought it was all smoke and mirrors. This year, I feel much differently. Like, I'm not rooting against the Lions. I think that they could actually make a run. I do.
You think the gamble was more Ben Johnson?
I don't know. I just last year, you just felt it wasn't real. And this year, I don't feel that way. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it.
Detroit outgains Baltimore by 108 yards. They run for 224 yards on them. They go 4 of 5 in the red zone, and they don't turn the ball over. They played nearly a perfect game. I know they gave up 30 points. They played nearly a perfect game. That's how it felt. That was my takeaway. You mentioned the Lions 2-1. We have 3 teams that are 2-1 record-wise in the NFC North. Green Bay, your favorite. They're still odds on, -125 over at BetMGM. Tell you, man, just that Minnesota +550 really stands out. And it's going to be tough to beat both of these teams. But if you are looking for a value play, legit value play, I think that's where you have to go. And that's probably because we lost the value on Detroit. Like, you go back in time, you would love to have a 4-1 on Detroit to win the North. But this might be a division where we're going to see a lot of maneuvering week to week based on the most recent results.
And 3 teams are 2-1 now in that division. And Chicago's 1-2, and Chicago has a very winnable game against Vegas this weekend. So this will be a very fun division. Last year we said it was probably the best division in football, and then they all got cracked in the playoffs. We'll see. We'll see what happens. That's what you need. You need to win playoff games. I did want to read you this tweet that I saw at 10.04 p.m. last night. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Yep. You are sitting down because I see you.
I am sitting.
This is from Jason Lacanfora at 10.04 p.m.
This could be anything.
Lamar Jackson is the best player on the planet, and it's not even close.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
No, wait, he's not.
Is this the last night after the game?
This is or midway during, through the game, 10.04 p.m.
During the game.
Mm-hmm. I've never felt that once in my life.
What? That had to be after a miraculous play or something. That's
I don't know. Moment.
That's insane.
I don't know. I've never
not even close?
I've never trusted Lamar Jackson. I've also never seen him do anything in terms of second half performance to win a playoff game. That's a team that has never beaten Buffalo or Kansas City with this regime. And I'm sorry, what you do in the regular season doesn't matter to me. I need to see it in the postseason. And what I saw last night defensively puts even more pressure on a quarterback that's never met the pressure in the playoffs. It's a fascinating, fascinating team right now. And here's the question. I think we know who the best team in football is as of right now. Buffalo. Who's the second best team in the league? Beats me.
I don't know, man. So we were talking, and we'll get into it with the futures, but that bucket of four teams, that conversation about how there was just this big separation. No. Detroit got a lot closer. They are closing that gap right now, and we wake up, they are the fifth favorite for the Super Bowl. More on that coming up, but on the other side, college football. Our weekly Heisman watch. Any names with value that stand out heading into a big weekend of college football? That's next. Joe O, Sammy P. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.